people immediately went to work undermining you. This is why I don't fool with you guys, because you were foolish enough and stupid enough to do this over and over and over again. And they're not done. They're going to do it again. They're going to be kissing his ass even more to let him know, hey, we don't agree with that Jason Black dude. You don't know what the hell he's talking about over there, right there. Everything went fine. Okay. Okay. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I'm not going to kiss their ass. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit up here and suck up to them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit up here and let them exploit me. I'm not going to do that. They can get the respect that they earn. But let's just be very, very clear. There's an agenda. And there is an end game. And the end game is that right now, the world is hella out of balance and hella out of whack. Completely out of balance and completely out of whack. And it needs to be put back in proper balance again. And that's not going to happen with you sitting up here refusing to say exactly what it is that you want and letting these guys sit up here and intimidate you into not saying it. Nonsense. Nonsense. You don't let them sit up here and intimidate you into not doing it. And I've been saying that for the longest time here, that you need to be aware. Don't let them sit up here and intimidate you into that. Don't let them sit up here and intimidate you into refusing to say, hey, this is actually what the agenda is. This is actually what we want here. Don't let them sit up here and fool you into that. No, I don't fool with them. Not because I'm bougie, not because I'm this and that, because these guys are not mature enough, savvy enough, wise enough, or smart enough not to get put into a damn trick bag. They are still following dudes who are actually their inferiors. I'm not going to get mobbed up with a bunch of guys who are looking for a master to bow down to. I'm not going to, that's not me. That's not my role. That ain't my scene. That's not where I'm going to be at. This is the only night that I'm going to do this like this. I'm just letting you all know. For the folk who wonder, well, why is it Jason didn't do this or didn't do that? And why come you're not seen in those places like that? This is the reason why. But enough about that from me. The telephone lines are now open. The number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933, your personal access code to the business. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to tonight's program on Cash App or, on YouTube there and Super Chat. You know how I feel about that because they keep one-third of what y'all give. But thank you very much anyway. Takara, thank you very much for that, ma'am. We appreciate that. Solomon, my man, she, Ezekiel, thank you very much as well. To everyone who has contributed to tonight's program, we appreciate that. I'm going to send you all a thanks for that. And thank you for your support here as well. Understand something here. You're not going to be able to get them to respect you on those terms, because as soon as you get powerful, they're going to do the takedown. That's what they're doing. As soon as you start gaining any power for yourself, they step in and say, okay, let's do the takedown. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing, and we're taking you down. And that's it. That's it. Darius from Atlanta, thank you very much here. We're going to get this thing cracking for you. This is what we do. Going to go ahead. And by the way, I will say this here right now tonight, because some folks right here, your thong is getting bunched up. Some of you fellas, your thongs are getting bunched up there. So I wouldn't want that to happen. I wouldn't want you to get your thong bunched up. That doesn't really serve us. So if it makes you feel some kind of way, all right. If you want them to call me, because some folks right here think that's the issue. It's not an issue for me. I'm not inviting anything, but my phone lines are open to anyone. I don't screen calls. I don't screen calls. I don't have to. If any of them want to call me, I don't screen calls. I don't screen calls. I don't hide from anybody. I take them every week. You can go ahead and just sit back, smile, and dial. But tonight only, because I want to set the record straight about this. If you all want to know why it is Jason Black has never been no red pill MGTOW nonsense, I don't subscribe to their jargon or their junk science. They just gave you a perfect and, quite frankly, pitiful display illustrating why I don't. Let me get caller from area code 281. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Prince out of Richmond, Texas.
Prince out of Richmond, what's on your mind?
Jason, you hit the nail on the head. So basically, the this manosphere and these different individuals, see, I saw that episode too. Basically, they're trying to get proof of white daddy. They think they're going to be the overseer of the women. They think that they're going to be the ones, look white daddy how I check the women. You can't check Miss Ann and think white daddy's going to go with that. You notice that guy, white daddy, walked out before the show was over. I knew it was a problem then. And he, you know, you checking white women in front of him, you think they're going for that? They think because they're getting their numbers up, that now look at me, white daddy. Don't you approve of me? I've followed your theories. Of course, they use your talking points. I've actually even heard the poser say, I'm going to let you have the last word. I've heard him use a whole bunch of your little stuff. I thought he was doing it to be offensive towards you, but I don't think they have really a theory. They got followers. And see, that's the key thing. As long as they keep getting followers and they've turned on each other, they don't call you directly. But a lot of their minions do call you. The ones that attack you about the red pill stuff, that'd be the people that fall up under them. I've heard at least three of them call you talking crazy.
But you know, the thing is, you noticed that he got up and walked out, but they didn't. They didn't notice what it was. They didn't realize what had happened. And even still are not having it. That's something you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have an issue with that. You're not supposed to allow that to happen. You're letting them walk up in there, and they're very clearly being disrespectful about that. And they're just so worried that I guess they feel these guys are connected in some way. And it's like, hey, at what point do you just say, you know what, I don't have to worry about burning bridges when I can build my own. Or I don't have to worry about burning bridges when I can fly. No, they're still looking for somebody to – they think they're going to get legitimacy from those guys. And that's not – that's the real – this is a slave mindset. You don't need legitimacy from them. If you have superseded them, they need to learn from you at this point. But then again, if you're not confident in what you're saying, then you're not actually able to stand up for it and say, you know what? What y'all are saying is, all due respect, what y'all are saying is obsolete. It's obsolete. I can show you in practice where what you're saying is obsolete. So, yeah, I can understand it'll make you uncomfortable because it's obsolete. But the bottom line is what you're saying – we have something better now, and they don't have enough confidence to be able to say that. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, Jason, I want to ask you a question. The question being, why are they afraid if they have enough confidence to speak these different people? I'm talking particularly about the poser because he put out things, you know, and he gets followers, you know, with his – I guess he give women a release, like a way to release their frustrations or something. But if you had enough confidence to do what you're doing, why do you need white daddy's approval? Why do you need a white man who, once you see who he is, you're like, what? This guy? This guy's just sitting up there like he was lost. He was kissing the women's butt.
Prince,
and he started checking them.
It is what I've always told you all. It's what I always told you all. If you want to know what a black person truly believes, all you have to do is sit them down and let a white person ask the question. And that's like, it's like truth serum. If you want to know what a black person truly believes, put them in front of a white person. And whatever that black person says, that's the gospel truth right there. That's what he truly believes. He'll lie to you and me.
Okay.
He's not going to lie to white daddy. So if you want to know why it is that on the surface, it would seem like they're superior and seem like they got more of a grasp of it. It's like a parent, it's a child being in front of their parent. As soon as the parent walks in the room, they are naturally going to become subservient and submit, and that's what they're doing. It's a reflexive reaction. I've said it now for over a decade. If you want to know what a black person truly believes, put him in front of a white person and then ask him whatever you want to ask him, and he's going to tell the absolute truth at that point. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
That's all I have to
do. Call again. Let me get caller from area code 510. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Shy. Jason, how you doing, sir?
What's on your mind, Shy?
Oh, man, just gospel truth. I was so waiting that, you know, I waited about a week and a half to see if, I guess the other community had reached out to you after that viral video with the three white ladies, but I knew it. I knew those guys would turn on each other. And it's like I get into these silly Facebook and Instagram arguments with these Kevin fans. And I'm like, guys, I like Kevin, but he has to pay homage to the king. He got all his game from Jason Black. It's documented from all his videos from 3 years ago till now. The verbiage, the language, it all changed because I knew he had to be listening to you. And once he got popping with one viral video, then he just forgot where he learned his game from and started switching up. And I just get so frustrated, Jason, trying to – I just shared all your whole program on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I'm going to keep on pushing it because people need to understand that the cold-hearted game comes from this channel. And I knew these guys would eat each other alive, and now you're starting to see it.
Well, I warned everybody, you're not going to make this coalition. That's not going to happen. The black manosphere is not going to be able to work with each other because they are too immature. And the white manosphere is not going to work with the black manosphere because the white dudes are not going to acknowledge you as their superior or the alpha. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Let me get caller from area code 337. You're on live with the black, with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. This is Khaled from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Khaled from Lafayette, what's on your mind?
Yeah, man, I want to say I listened to, you know, to the white dudes. Something Uncle Tom told me to listen to them, and all of them are corny, man. And I tried listening to, you know, Kevin. It's entertaining, but at the end of the day, I was listening to another guy, an old school pimp nigga, and I realized he stole all of his stuff, too. So he's taking everybody's stuff, man. It's crazy. Like, he took word for word what the guy said and put it in his program the same day.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to use what somebody said, the reason why, if it's not your concept, you need to give attribution is, first of all, it's just respectful. Because if you want to go around flagging folk for putting up your YouTube videos, well, then you should be smart enough and decent enough not to plagiarize stuff. But the other thing is, you might be misconstruing it. You might have a misconception. So you need to make sure you got it straight with where you got it from. Because when you quote Rolo, you have no problem saying his name. You got no problem saying his name when you quote him. You should be able to do that with everybody else. But the bottom line, brother, is, like I say, there's only so much they can take. You're going to have to stand on your own at some point. And they're trying to. And, yeah, them dudes are corny as hell. And if you listen to them long enough, you realize they start getting off into tax policy and they start talking about politics and stuff. The black fellas at least keep it to male-female dynamics. The white dudes let you know what it's really about. It's about control of the society. So they see this as a way – it doesn't mean the same thing to them that it means to them, to these other fellas. What the white manosphere is complaining about isn't the same thing as what the black manosphere is complaining about. The black manosphere is literally really complaining about female behavior. The white manosphere is complaining about their loss of prestige and stranglehold control of the society, which is why when you talk to them long enough, when I did that video about Rolo and Richard, they were talking about Black Lives Matter. They were talking about Black Lives Matter protests. What the hell does that have to do with male-female relations? Nothing. What does it have to do about with their control of society? Everything.
I got one more question, brother, if you don't mind.
Yes,
I heard you say something. I heard you say something about a unified ideology. Can you explain that? Because I kind of, you know, think I know where you're coming from, but I wanted to just ask you.
I have something that I call the fundamental truth, Basically, the fundamental truth is the lowest common denominator of logic and reasoning. That means that you have broken down a subject to its very absolute core element, and there is no underlying interpretation left there that's going to shed any new light on it. So in other words, you've gotten down to the bottom line, the brass tacks, the base core of it. When you have a unified ideology, when you speak on these subjects, people can't come back later and correct you. So if you haven't turned over every stone, you don't have a unified ideology. Case in point, Rollo Tomasi's was giving his guesswork about what it is to be an alpha. So he puts up, what's his name, Lenny from Motorhead as an archetype. Well, that's what sticks out in his mind. When he talks about an alpha, he's talking strictly about sex. He didn't update that until I said being an alpha is not about sex. Being an alpha is about power. And how can I prove this? Because those who are sexually frustrated, what they envy about the alphas is that he's able to get sexual access to the females, seemingly of his choice. Which is, that's a misnomer as well, but he has more sexual access than a lot of other people do. So he gets envied because of that. However, I've raised the point to people early on, who is the real alpha? The man that a woman wants to sleep with most, or the man who can tell the woman, walk over there, put a gun up to the head of the guy you just slept with, and pull the trigger, and she does it? Which one of them is the alpha, the one that she desires to sleep with most readily, or the one that she will obey, even if it means taking out the guy she would prefer to sleep with? Now, that is a, now you know what the answer to that question is, and that is an example of the unified, of a unified ideology. You are not going to be able to get below that fundamental truth. I just broke it down to its core. You can't, there is no interpretation that's deeper than that. You understand, oh, we really just got to the truth. You know which one of these guys you want to be. There's nowhere else you want to be. And everything that the red pill dudes told you, you're like, eh, once, now that you've heard me explain to you what an alpha really is, it's like if those guys don't fall in line with what you just heard, you realize, eh, but there's a level y'all ain't getting to over there. At that point, they got to be quiet. So this is the real reason why when they get in the room with guys like me, they get quiet. They don't say anything. Why? Because they've been talking to each other, hypothesizing about this, but not actually utilizing it and living it. So when you show these simple and obvious flaws in their ideology that they should have worked out years ago, because these dudes have been talking about this for over a decade and still have glaring flaws that can be easily identified and easily articulated and easily pointed out, you don't have a unified ideology. You're still trying to get there. That's my point. They don't have a unified ideology. They're still trying to figure out what it should be. No wonder Rollo said, what comes after the red pill? I don't know. It's the praxology. You can take it where you want to go. Yeah. That's what it's, that's the answer you give people when you don't actually have a unified ideology. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, I'll tell you what I told the guy that, you know, tried to make me listen to him. You can look at these dudes and just, you know, tell they never had no women in their life, you know, ever. Like, they're all lames. At least all the white guys. I don't know half of the black guys. It's just, I've seen, you know, videos, snippets of the white guys, and I was like, ain't no way they never had no bitches, ever. So, you know, that's all I want to say, Jason. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Please do give us a call again. Let me get caller from area code 267. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jason, calling out of Philadelphia.
Jason out of Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Yes, Jason. I've been watching you. When I heard this guy, the guy that you invented, I don't know if I could say his name, but Kevin, you invented that man. He watched limb from limb, part by part, on your high value video, and he took it and ran with it. But one thing he forgot to do is still attend the class, and then he didn't even give the teacher any credit. See, this is what's wrong with us. Instead of us giving our brother the credit, we want to go over to somebody's community that don't appreciate it, don't acknowledge us, and then want to name something and put black on it, but it's still theirs. It's called the black manosphere. The white man created that. It is still black with white own, with white ownership. And I don't understand how these men can't come out and stand behind a man that stressed the message so far that y'all getting it out there, but y'all came to this man's channel and learned something from him, and y'all took it and ran with it, but y'all forgot to get the rest of the lesson. Because y'all wanted to get big too quick. And that's all I got to say, Jay. But, you know, be one. I mean, I'm just sad. It makes me sick to my stomach that you don't get no credit.
Well,
and
thank
I
you very much.
You built this man up.
Well, this is an ideology. Like I said, I mean, eventually the truth wins out. Eventually it wins out. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Now, here's the area right here where, in all honesty, now I got to put my black nationalist cap on. Not the cape, the cap. At this point right now, now I got to put my black nationalist cap on. I got to. You see, when I see a bunch of dudes with alt-right tendencies, this will probably be the only time you all ever see me say something that can be interpreted as, even though he's plagiarized my stuff and whatnot, I can't let this pass. Even though he's mocked the pro-black people, I understand it. You know, you're still trying to get yourself together. It's cornball material. You thought you were going to have a coalition outside black society. You got your ass kicked on first contact. But that doesn't sit right with me. That's off code as hell. You see, when I see a bunch of white dudes get together that y'all are big up and whatnot, and then I see all of them getting together and they defending Miss Ann and slapping y'all up and smacking y'all up, I got to put my black nationalist cap on. That doesn't sit well with me. That don't sit right with me. That's not the kind of thing I take a look at and I see and I just dismiss that and be like, oh, ho, hum. That didn't sit well with me because I understood what that was. You clowns didn't understand it and you were sitting right there in the room while you were getting dissed and everything. You just sat right there. I understood that for what it was. And that didn't sit well with me. If you got a bunch of black males and they surpass these fellas, I recognize that what they were doing. I recognize they got up in there so they could undermine you from the inside. You legitimize them and then they go at you and next thing you know, there goes your legitimacy on that. I recognized that when I saw it. That was off. That's off. It would be off code of me not to recognize that. That would be off code. That'd be off code. They get together in their little groups and whatnot, and you know full well there's a racial dynamic to it. And if you didn't know, they let you know. When you start trying to check them white women, they let you know, we ain't having that. But they only went at the black dudes because you done got too big. You got too big. So I got to put my black nationalist cap on for a moment here because that didn't sit well with me when I witnessed that unfold. Call of Mary Code 618. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Boaz. I'm calling from East St. Louis, Illinois, but I'm in St. Louis, Missouri right now.
All right, Boaz from St.
How
Louis.
You doing? I came in here kind of late. So I was really just trying to listen to what was going on topic. So I thought I'd give you a call. What actually happened? What's going on? I heard about basically about some white women. I guess a black man went on or something like that.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Caller from area code 214. You're on live. Okay. Caller from 214. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, big brother. This is Mo from Dallas.
Mo from Dallas, what's on your mind, brother?
I would like to commend you, sir. I do respect your resolve, you know, and I appreciate the humanity in which you are addressing these individuals, you know what I'm saying? And I hope that they are listening, and I hope that they are taking notes, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been getting the ism from you for a hot minute, and it has helped my life tremendously, you understand? And I want them to understand the discipline and the respect that you're giving them at the same time. This ain't nothing but you patting their hand, you know what I'm saying? And if they was really, really wise, what they would do is understand that you got this far from biting off you, you understand? So how much further would they get if they actually became your understudies and got all the wisdom that you do possess, you understand?
Here's the real thing, though. I mean, you got to understand their motivation. I'm going to say this tonight. Since we're doing this program here, I might as well get it all out in the open. There's nothing more coonish than being dark-skinned black males trying to tell a room full of white women that you don't date black women. There's nothing more ridiculous. It doesn't make us respect white girls when they say they don't date white guys, they only date black guys. You look coonish as hell, fresh and misfit, trying to sit up here and tell a bunch of white women what you don't do with black women is if that doesn't directly reflect on you. Because those white women would never sit up here and do something like that. The white dudes would certainly never hand that to you. So it really looks crazy as hell. So a lot of these dudes, brother, you got to understand, they're on the internet and they're pretending that they're a lot more seasoned and knowledgeable than they really are, and they're not. They really just see this as an opportunity to get easy sex, or at least what to them is relatively easy sex. And they're fronting like they got a lot more pull than they actually have. But the truth of the matter is, they're just out here campaigning for non-black sex, and they will say anything to get it. So if they come in the company of somebody like me, and I'm not going to say just any old thing, they're like, well, damn, bro, how are we going to get some non-black jobs if we talk like you? Well, you probably won't be able to, but you will still have your dignity and your self-respect. And they say, well, damn that. So I guess somebody who's got their face, you know, nose deep up Rolla Tomasi's rump wouldn't have a problem sacrificing their dignity. They didn't have any to begin with. I'm not going to compromise. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Let me get caller from area code 910. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jason. This is Eric calling from D.C.
Eric from D.C.
Here's the problem. You know, I was told by an old mentor of mine when I was in the Army, you can't ride two horses with one ass. So why do we have everybody claiming to be Jason Black followers listening to these guys? For example, me and you gave me a one-on-one for about 3 hours, actually, in January. I didn't then go on other shows and say, well, what he told me to lose weight. He told me to get a second job. Let me listen to somebody else and tell me if they can tell me something easier. No, I followed what you told me. I didn't go deciding, let me follow halfway through. So part of the problem is everybody wants to go with what's easier, but Jason Black is giving them the toughness, but then tell them to follow through, but we don't want to do that.
Well, the truth of the matter is it's hard. You got to understand, this is why I said in this place here, I build men. I don't sit up here and talk about a life that I'm not living so that men who are not living it can be entertained by it, because I don't see nothing fly about that. I didn't think it was fly back when I was building and struggling. I don't think there's anything fly about that today. So the internet is a place where a bunch of guys pretend that they got resources they don't really have. They pretend that they're on a level that they're not really on. They talk as if they're on that level, and then they go sell their programs as entertainment to a bunch of dudes who are not on that level. So the dudes who are not on that level can vicariously get a thrill out of hearing women be lectured by a bunch of dudes who ain't actually even living that, as if they were, as opposed to telling these fellas, you know what we're going to do? We're going to spend 90% of our time talking about you so that you can get your weight up, so that you can actually tell these women what you want and you can actually start demanding it because you fit the standard. But then again, you cannot teach what you haven't seen, and you cannot coach what you do not know. Which is why when you all ask me questions, I can answer your questions right here on the air. If you all ask me about starting a business, no, and I'll say this as diplomatically as I can, by the way, but I'm just going to go ahead and let y'all know. By the way, if you all really want to test about it, go ask Kitten Heels about starting a business and wait for that one. Go and ask Donovan Dole. They can't tell you. They don't know. They've never done it. They can't tell you how to double your income. They don't know. Their so-called millionaire white friends pretending they know. They don't know either. They're all on the internet pretending they know, but when individuals like you actually call and ask them, they ain't got no answers. Book a session ain't a damn answer. He should be able to explain to you how to do that. When I get my truck driver dudes who call me up, I can tell them how to double their income. I can tell you right here how to do it. My IT people, my construction people, my internet people, I can tell you how to do it. These other guys, they can't tell you at all. So just, but understand what they're saying is popular because they're not telling you, and thus they're not holding you accountable for it. They're not actually demanding results from you. When folk listen to me, you know full damn well, I'm that drill sergeant father. I expect results. I don't want you to just listen. I expect you to get up and execute. And I'm going to have phone lines open so men can call in and we can all do a check with each other. It's not just the host talking to himself, and it's not just the dude saying, well, don't worry, I'll speak to all the women on your behalf. Imagine going into a dance club with a nigga telling you he going to speak to all the women on your behalf. You can't speak to him. Now you can pay the cover charge for him to get in, but you can't speak to the women. He'll speak to all of them on your behalf. Nigga, please. Nigga, please. There's no way in the hell I would sit up here and pay somebody who would not let me speak. No way. There's no way in the hell I would pay you and then you tell me that I can't speak. How the hell am I going to pay you $100 but I can't speak? And a bunch of women who paid nothing get to filibuster? But then again, you got to be some kind of special ed dumb dude to sit up here and go along with that. But then again, there's a bunch of them out here. They're a bunch of them out here. And they like it because they know they're not going to be held accountable. When you pick up this telephone, if I hear something I don't like from you, I'm going to hold you accountable. And then I'm going to say, if you want to know why the women are off code as hell, take a look at you. We can't just have one Jason black-eyed and then everybody else is fell off. No, if enough of us get together and form a critical mass, it changes the dynamic. But you got to hold men accountable. Here's the problem. If you ain't a built man yourself, you don't know how to build other men. So all you can do is complain about what the women ain't doing and fantasize and fictionalize about a bunch of high-value men you don't actually know. Let me go ahead and remind your ass, nigga, my celebrity friends, we can start naming them. I've had them here, not just one time. I can the NFL athletes I know, we can name them. Just had Khalif Mitchell call me up a couple of days ago. God, I got to chop it up with him here soon. I'm not telling you about some folk I fantasized about, and these are people I talk to on a regular basis. I can, and I've proven it. I'm not name-dropping. I don't even do a bunch of name-dropping. Y'all can see it from the archive and every damn thing else. These are people you talk about. These are people I talk to. I can show it in public. It didn't take me until 2021 to get T.I. to figure out who I was. You're new to the rodeo. I've been have my tickets and my spurs. So that's why the little old stuff you're doing now don't impress me. But these young boys who don't know any better, they're impressed because you aren't holding them to a standard. If you were, you'd be able to name some names and say something. I can name the celebrities I know. I can go down the list. I don't just sit up here and say, well, I know some high-value folks, and I can name their names. Hell, y'all can name their names. Folk are going to say I'm bragging. If I run down the list again, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. But real, recognize real. Dude, you ain't one of us. You're not one of my peers. If you were, even plagiarizing my stuff, if you were one of my peers, I'd see it a little bit differently. Dude, you're a damn journeyman. You ain't a master. Actually, you're an apprentice. You're not even really a journeyman. And you're plagiarizing the master technicians. That's the thing I would have an issue with as well. Before you start doing something like that, you got to earn that ability. First of all, masters don't plagiarize. That's the first thing. And they don't sit up here and overstate their position. Their position speaks for them. I made documentaries standing in the room with the people I know. So I'm qualified to build you. I'm qualified to talk about this with you. I literally made the film about it. I literally did it. I've literally sat there and broke bread with certified, bona fide, verified millionaires and billionaires and then brought them back later on my program so y'all can see I break bread with them. Ain't got to do that all the time. You done seen enough. Ain't no need to talk about it. So I'm qualified to build you. I'm qualified to coach you. I'm qualified to talk about that with you. I ain't got a bunch of females lined up for me to talk about. It's like, well, the females need some men out here. We got to get to building them. But if you ain't a built man, you can't build men. So no wonder the conversation is either a bunch of incel dudes talking to other incel dudes about what they ain't getting done, or one dude talking to a bunch of females and lecturing them. But they're not sitting down with the fellas and saying, hey, we need to sit down and powwow and get all of us on the same code, because one dude doing well is not going to get a nation full of females straight. We get the dudes together, or get enough of them together, that's going to get the nation of females straight. I'll let you have the last word.
Like I said, brother, you told me to go out and get a second job. 80 hours a week hurts. It hurts. But so does being a builder. It hurts. And I'm not out here listening to anybody else. I got the word. I move with the word. Hey, listeners, we got to stop listening to this other garbage. It just confuses your inner soul. Let it go. Hey, thank you, brother. You have a good night.
Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Please check in with me again. Want to hear how things are going for you. Let me get a caller from area code 424. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Jason? This is AC from Compton.
AC from Compton, what's on your mind?
I was just recommended to this channel of The Business a few months ago, but I followed your other channel for the past year. Like many folks, I ran across Uncle Kevin a few months ago. And what you're saying, you're right. I do feel that, he openly admits that he studies YouTube. And so, from what I hear, it sounds like he indeed has studied you. But what I will say is, I don't know if you know, but I've heard him mention you a couple of times on this show. There was no, nothing negative or no ill will, and it sounded like to me like he extended an olive branch. So
okay,
I'm sorry,
let me explain to you a misnomer there about that. First of all, and turn off your speakers, sir. What is going on over here, folks? We're gonna act together. They're calling on the phone, and then they got their 1965 RCA Tube Master playing behind them. Come on. Let's be very, very clear about something here. It's okay to have voices out there. That's not a problem for me. And I have no ego to inflate or offend. That's not an issue. But when someone is going to reproduce the ideology that I've made, copy it word for word, and then distort it, now I got a problem. I have a problem because you're messing it up. We don't have to lie to people to get the point across. The marriage rate, he was wrong about. A Google search very quickly proved that's wrong. The obesity rate, which he is probably still doing to this day, because a week after I corrected him, he went right back and started messing it up again and telling the same thing he's been saying. Men have gained about 40 pounds, and women have gained a little bit more than that since 1965. He's still saying that men have gained 3 pounds. I'm pretty sure he's still doing it, because he was doing it months ago after I corrected him. And I was just like, okay, he's just going to keep doing that. We don't have to lie to do this. We can tell the truth and get there. We can tell the truth and get there. But here's my other issue. I meant what I just said a moment ago. You're not one of my peers. You're on the internet speaking as if you are one of my peers, but you're not. So you and I cannot converse on a peer level because you're not one of us. So when I hear you lecturing people and I know what you're doing is, I'm like, I'm not busting the hustle, but we need to characterize it as what it is, a hustle. I do teaching over here. This ain't part of the hustle. We're doing teaching over here. The standard is different, radically different. We're teaching over here. I ain't just saying any old thing. So if you're going to, you cannot pretend to be one of my peers, put together a 5-bullet-point list of things that you've halfway thought through that I showed are factually, technically inaccurate. technically and factually inaccurate. At that point, if you've been following me that long, you need to go correct what you said. At least Roland started doing that. Roland Tomasi started doing that. You need to correct it. Don't sit up here and take that personally. If you're gonna speak correctly about it, everybody needs to be correct about it. And if you're not, you can go ahead and do that too. But don't get upset when I don't repeat what's incorrect. You're pretending to be one of my peers. And we take that seriously because there's enough damn misinformation out here. We don't need anybody pretending to be their damn peers anymore. We need folk who know it and got it. No, I'm not tearing anybody down. I'm saying that you're not going to be able to pretend to be our peer. Because the information that you're giving, what you're saying is wrong, is corrupted, is inaccurate now. So, yeah, you're saying some of it is correct. The part you got from me, and then you're twisting it to say what you want the conclusion for it to be. You are not hammering on the men for what needs to be done. Simply telling the women what they don't qualify for is not enough. It is not enough to simply say, hey, you got some screwed up ideology to you. That's not enough. After we finish saying that, what are we going to do from there? And that's the element that is always missing. And as long as that's missing, all you're really doing is creating a formula for, well, everyone tune back in next week. And I'm not for it. Let me get a caller from area code 510. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Darrell Brown from Oakland, California.
Darrell from Oakland, what's on your mind?
Hey, basically, man, it's about about the 100th show I done tuned into. And a lot of people don't even understand why your name is Jason, Jay. They don't even understand what you out here doing or trying to do with us as a people, which is B1, y'all. I'm sick to my stomach feeling like I'm out here alone and I got to call your show to hear somebody with the same mind frame as mine. You know what I mean? It makes me sick to my stomach, man. But I will continue to endure what I'm going through, whether I'm being checked about the money that's in my pocket or whether I'm being checked about the way I'm treating my people around here. I want you guys to listen to Jason, man. If some of y'all don't even know why his name is Jason, y'all be one.
Thank you very much for giving us the call tonight. There's a reason they call me the authority. Let me get caller from area code 337. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, brother, I already called in. I didn't press one, though.
Okay, well, hang up the phone. We're not here. It's still on Blog Talk. Also, there's a caller on the line. I don't know if you're using an internet phone or whatever, but you're not going to be able to call with your phone number blocked, so you need to call from a phone number we can take a look at here. So stay off the line. Let me get caller from area code 773. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
This is Julian from Chicago.
Julian from Chicago.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, I'm going to have to give you your props, Jason, because I was listening to your other channel. I was listening to, you know, the Black Authority, you know, you talking, you know, about everything going on with the community. And then I happened to run across the business, and I was like, what's this? But I seen the other guy's channel before I seen the business. And then I always heard you talk about, you know, making, you know, little saying things about the other guy, and I was like, what's the problem here? I didn't understand the problem. But then I listened to one of your shows from the last week, and you was talking about a woman having to, you know, even if you paying all the bills, a woman having to earn that position, and she better pay something. And then you said that the other guys are going to copy everything you said. And the other guy's show... And they copied everything you said, and that made me realize that you wasn't just capping. You was telling the truth that these guys are plagiarizing all your stuff, and also they not in your same arena. They not your peers. And
yes,
I didn't realize that.
I said from the beginning that where a woman is concerned, a woman needs to contribute. And, of course, I'm just going to say it. I will only do this one night only. Kevin started off saying, I mean, what you're talking about is Kevin started off saying that a man should pay for everything. He's got videos in the title that says men should pay for everything. Once I explained the fallacy of that, now they changed it. Did they? Now, how are you going to go all that time? And then I said that and all of a sudden it's changed. If I helped you to improve what you're doing, why would you not acknowledge that? What's your beef with me? Because you ain't got it with Rolo, and Rolo's wrong. So what is your – I don't have a beef with someone. But if you're going to update what you're saying because of me, if I helped you to improve what you're doing and helped you to get straightened down in your ideology, why would you not show at least a – that's a gesture. That's just basic respect. Hey, respect to Jason. I hadn't thought of it that way before. But, yeah, a female needs to put skin in the game. And this is why. It's not about her supporting you. It is about her showing that she values you. Okay, then why would you not show me the respect of saying, you know what, I got to pop my collar to Jason. You know, I didn't understand that, but he broke that down in a way that I understood. So going forward, I'm going to mention this, and now I understand why. Why would you want to not show me that respect? What is it about me that offends you that you don't want to do that? But when the white dudes show up, you have no problem giving them every accolade on everything. I'm just saying, I'm just letting you all know, there's something to that. When the white dudes show up, they get accolades they didn't earn, and the guy you took it from, you're not acknowledging. I'm not guessing my way through this. These guys are trying to learn on the job training. That's fine. That's cool. That's great and everything. But the reason why I say you're not my peer isn't for me talking down to you. I'm not talking down to you. I am speaking reality to you. You're not my peer. You don't have a unified ideology. You're screwing up my teaching. You're trying to take it piecemeal, and you're trying to steal it on the low and introduce it to your audience, and then you can't get them to the end point correctly either because you don't even know how much a woman should be spending. You don't even know what she should have, why she should have it. You don't know what she should do with it. So on the one hand, you're saying the guy should pay for everything, and on the other hand, well, which one is it? Because you've never actually invalidated the other. You've never really updated it. And what I'm saying is now you're just causing confusion. And the real problem is because you refuse to acknowledge where you got it from, you can't get it straightened out because you never acknowledged where you picked this up from. If folk know where you picked it up from, and then go say, well, let me go ask the source. But you don't want them asking the source because you're like, hey, I'm selling to y'all bootleg secondhand. Why don't y'all come to me? No, if you don't know, come get it. You need to get gamed up with the source. But you know what? The source they're talking about, I'm not going to tell y'all to go off and go kiss a bunch of white women's asses. I'm not going to say that. And they want to have the option to do that. Let's be very, very clear. If you built your damn YouTube channel off of talking about black women, you need to show some damn respect to black women. Let me say that again. If you built your YouTube channel talking about black women, even so much as black women's dysfunctions, you need to show some respect to black women. You owe them for what you have. You show them the utmost respect. Why? Because they've taken up the utmost amount of your damn time. If white women were so fly, you need to make your channel about white women and keep black women out your damn mouth. You got to earn the right to speak about black women. You don't just open up a YouTube channel and then get to popping off at the lip about black women. You don't get to sit up here and do that. And all you clown-ass niggas co-signing that, you need to go write a letter to your mama and get that straightened out in your soul is what you need to do. But let's just be very, very clear. I don't respect none of you niggas talking about black women and not showing the utmost respect. You got a whole damn channel, and you finally are able to pay something. You're finally able to go for the first time in your life and go visit a five-star hotel because you got there off of donations you got from talking about black women. You show some damn respect to them. You show some respect to them. And then you get in a room full of white women and whatnot, and you would never have been in that room full of white women or been on the phone with them if it weren't for the black women. You never would have gotten there. How the hell you going to sit up here and talk trash on them and then realize the white dudes didn't do that? The white dudes talk about Karens. I want some of you clown-ass niggas to understand that. The white dudes talk about Karens. They don't talk about white women. You don't hear them speak about the problem with, there's a problem with women and white women in particular. We talk about the feminist movement. The white dudes, they don't lay it at the feet of white women. They just say women. But they don't lay it at white women's feet. You've never heard them say women and specifically white women. The closest they get is to say Karens. But they will not make this a white woman issue. They'll be damned if they're going to let you sit up here and play audio with them saying the issue is white women. Because at the end of the day, they want their women to be over everyone else because she is the mirror opposite of him. She empowers him simply by breathing. And what you have are a bunch of black males who ain't never had no money before. They've been faking it till they make it and are still faking it, pretending that they have a level of affluence that I know they don't have because I'm like, you're not one of my peers. I know you don't have it. Posing with some perfumes and some candles, that does not mean affluence. You can pick up all that crap on eBay or secondhand off of Poshmark. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I saying too much? Go ahead and do what you do, but at the same time, you're not one of my peers. So when you talk about black women, I got to check your paperwork and see if you've earned the right to do that. I got to see where you rank. Where are you improving the standing of black women? Where are you doing that? Where is that happening? Where is that occurring? I need to know where that's occurring. I need to see that. You got mommy issues? You need to get some damn therapy yourself and get that resolved. But you're going to sit up here in a room full of white folk and run down black women as if that's not running yourself down? You making money off of that? No, if the white girls are where it's at, you need to spend every day talking about them, talk about their dysfunctions, talk about how much you love them, whatever. Keep black women out your mouth. Black women coming out your mouth, there better be some love in this room somewhere. There better be some love in this room somewhere. If black women are going to be on your damn tongue, if you're going to make money off of black women. Now you sound like them damn white and Jewish record executives who made all that money off of black folk through the 20th century. You got black folk on your record label, black folk on your lips, black folk on your channel here. And they're talking trash about us behind our backs. No, you show some respect. You're paying your bills and your rent off of them. You're meeting fly. You talking about how bad black women are and yet meeting fly black women. No. You show some respect. You show the utmost respect to them. You don't sit up here and talk about comparing them and, well, if they don't act right, there's a Becky over there. Get your big flannel shirt wearing ass up out of here. Wherever you think is better, don't wait. Get to going now. Don't wait. Don't delay. Get to going now. You all have never heard me done that. I have the right to criticize black women because I'm not putting nothing above them. I can say the team sucks. You know why? Because I'm on the team. I'm a franchise player. I'm not switching to a new team. Not just because I'm from Louisiana. We stuck by the Saints for decades. I'm not a football fan like that. But you got niggas who got more loyalty to the NFL teams than they do to black women, and you are the masculine male. Now, I can't say masculine, but male counterpart. Not going to happen. I don't respect that. I've never respected that. I never liked that. And I just came out publicly and said I've never liked no clown-ass mess like that. You can't sit up here and live in Inglewood and be talking trash about Riverside. You can't do that. You can't live in San Bernardino and then come to Compton and start talking trash about Compton. Hell, you can't live in Compton and talk trash about Compton. How the hell are you going to sit here and talk trash about them like that? You can't do that on the street. You can't do that on the street. You can't come in the wrong damn neighborhood and talk trash about that. But you can sit up here and talk trash like that about black women. You can't do that on the damn street. No way. I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, you basically, you know, said that was going to happen on your last show when you said that, yeah, this the first place you gonna hear this, and everybody else gonna take it, and that confirmed to me that you was speaking the truth. And my whole thing is that I do listen to the other guy, but now where do I go from here? It's like I'm gonna keep listening to you because everything you say, like you say, is refined. When I listen to that and then come back and listen to what you saying, I'd be like, it's on a whole nother level. It's on an entire another level. Like you can tell that like you said, they're not one of your peers. You seasoned. You know what you're talking about. You know, over there, you basically getting unseasoned food. You know, it's like you said, it's good entertainment. I mean, you might hear a couple of gems in there, but it all came from you. And then when I come back and listen to the refined work, it's like,
well,
okay,
what it is, they'll let these white women talk trash to them. And thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. They'll let these white women talk trash. When it comes to black women, you got to understand, you got to be built for that. You got to be built for that. My woman will go round and round in this son of a gun right here. I wish she would say something the wrong way to her. I don't give a damn what's happening. I don't give a damn what's happening. I got her back. She's got mine. That's the way it's supposed to be. And y'all will let these white women sit up here and talk straight up trash about you. And sit up here and be like, well, she was rude. But with a black female, it's because she black. Get the hell out of here. You got to earn the right to do that. You got to pay bills to do that. You got to pay dues to do that. You got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of that. These fellas are sitting up here mocking blackness, by the way. No, let me go ahead and say what I really freaking feel right quick here. When I see Kitten Heels sit up here and mock pro-black people, I'm like, first time he gets turned down for something, putting a pair of handcuffs, he's going to be running for the pro-black people. You built your channel off of that. You built everything you got. You stole your stuff from the pro-black people and then got the nerve to mock it? No wonder you think you have more in common with the white dudes and then they turned around and kicked you in the ass. Yes, black women can be difficult, Lord knows. Lord knows I got a Porsche Panamera. Never mind, let me just stop myself. Caller from area code 240. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland. I'm a young 20-year-old woman, and I really appreciate your videos. I look at your business channel, and I look at the Black Authority channel, and I really appreciate all the game and knowledge you give. I'm also in IT, and I love how you teach also the black youth how to learn game from you, because you were the first person that did this for a very long time, ever since I was going through high school and everything.
Well, thank you very much. I hope it has been useful to you.
Yeah, it definitely is. I've always been your chat talking and also B1. I really appreciate it.
Black First Sister, thank you very much for giving us a call here tonight. No, let me go ahead and double down on that. I was about to back down from that. Let me go ahead and double down on that. One of the things I don't like is for niggas to sit up here and stuff. And for white women, they sacrifice every damn thing. They will get humiliated. They will get eviscerated. They will get publicly excoriated. They will get made to look like a damn fool. And the exact same stuff. They're sitting up here dating crackheads. Shout out Donovan. Okay, let me go ahead. I'll go ahead and lay the line for you there right there. Yeah, the white women will be crackheads and heroin addicts. Shout out Donovan. Okay, y'all can go ahead and talk about that one. No, I'm not dissing you. I'm not dissing you. What I'm saying is the white chick could be a crackhead and a heroin addict, and her whiteness wasn't the problem. But a black female, if she was on drugs or whatever, the problem would be she's black. If you got yourself cleaned up and whatnot, I'm not going to kick nobody for having a drug habit. I mean, I'm not holding that against you. I'm not holding that against you, and nor will I co-sign someone else holding it against you either. I won't co-sign that. But when you was running around with non-black women and their drug habits, that wasn't a function of their race. But with all of a sudden with black women, it's a function of their race. You could spend years doing that, and all those non-black women, the problem wasn't their race. The problem was, it wasn't their race, though. But with black women, the problem is their race. No, I'm not going to roll with that. No, I'm not going to roll with that at all. You should have that same damn energy. How the hell is it for the white girls? The problem is they got a drug habit. But the black females, well, they black. That's the reason they got a drug habit. All right, Negro. Call from area code 804. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, yes. My name is Ken from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, did you say Karen from Richmond?
No, Ken.
Okay,
Ken.
I thought you said Karen from Richmond for a moment. I was about to say Karen. I hope you must have taken your hormones tonight, Karen. Let's ease back a little bit. The operation is over. You called me when the operation is over? What's the answer? I'm trying to
Come
figure
on,
out what
Jason.
The operation is
You're hilarious, dude. Hey, listen, I got 2 points to make. One, I had an issue with interracial people talking about I'm half white, and I can tell you more about black history than you can, and they've been raised by white people. And one other point is I always watch interracial relationships. The black person always looks docile, female or male. They don't ever lift their head up. Their head is always down. They're just docile. And I'm going to leave it with that point, sir.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Please do give us a call tonight, Ken, not Karen, Ken. Caller from area code 443, you're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, Kevin.
Okay. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Andre.
All right. Andre, where is Andre calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland. I just want to say, Jason, man, I think kitten heels need some therapy.
Well?
Yeah, I think kitten heels need some therapy, man, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing and stuff like that. And frankly speaking, they just want to be down with the king, which is you, man. You know, you've been influential out here, giving us positive game, and I appreciate you, brother. And like I said, kitten heels just need some therapy and stop jacking your style, you know, frankly. That's it.
Well, thank you very much for your support, brother. We appreciate it. Please do give us a call again. And let me be clear right now. I'm not here to tear down anybody. I'm here to build up. I'm not here to tear down anything except white supremacy. I'm here to build up. I'm here to build up. And I'm not going to do it off of other people's backs. And I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to stay consistent. Because this is what you're going to have to live with. I didn't have to change what I'm saying for them. They changed what they were saying for me. Caller from area code 612. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jason. Good evening. Thanks very much for picking on my call. And thanks.
That's my man.
Thanks for the show.
Is that my man, George?
Yeah. Yes, Jason. Thanks very much. Thanks very much for keeping us straight. I just want to really appreciate this because this is actually one of the biggest broadcasts that you have for this year, 2021, because it's high time we stop. If nobody, you made a very good point. Nobody has any credentials to talk bad about a woman if you're not with a black woman. You can't go hanging out with other women, and then you step back in and shit on our women. And you create this particular narrative where people sit on YouTube and you ask them about what type of woman do you want to date, and they say, oh, I don't want black women. I don't like black women. Real dark black men. it is very demoralizing for our children. I'm so happy that you brought this up. You have no credentials to talk bad about our women if you are not with a black woman. I just wanted to maybe share this contribution, and thank you very much for the good work you have been doing.
No, you got to have
and,
stands.
We'll keep on supporting
now,
you.
When you talk about every damn thing else, let me tell you something right now. You can't – I'm going to say something right now that's going to upset y'all to over there in the winosphere, but let me just say something to you very, very clearly right now. There's a difference between black men and niggas like you. You know why? Because you can't be a high-value black man if you don't prioritize black women. Mic drop.
Thank you.
And I meant that. You, how the hell are you going to call yourself a high-value black man and you don't make it absolutely clear from the outset that the feminine expression of you, you are a black man, the black woman is the feminine expression. How the hell are you going to be high-value but black women are not apex value? The white dudes, that's why the white woman is the apex value. She's the apex. How the hell is he going to say that he can be the top of the food chain, but his woman is substandard? He'd never do it. He'd never say it.
Thanks very much, Jason, because this is actually something that people don't see the fallout of what they are doing. It affects the psyche of our black girls. It disorients them, particularly when you hear black men dissing our black women. It doesn't only end at that level. It affects our own young black women growing up or coming up. They just have, and they pick up these things on social media and they have it in mind that black men don't want them, black men don't like them. And this type of information that these people put out also reverberates into the mindset of other young black men coming up, thinking that black women are nothing. And then they abuse them in schools, in their colleges, they look down on them. So it's a ripple effect. It doesn't just end on what they say or what they do. And I'm really happy that you are really holding this whole thing to the fire and making sure that we need to come out strongly as black men to really go down on these people. We might criticize our women for their bad behavior, but it doesn't make us hate our women or not want our women. Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks a lot. And keep doing the good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight, George. We can call again, brother, here. Understand something right here. If you're going to talk about this and speak on this, you need to understand. You're sitting in a room full of white men who would never say that. White women have accused black men, gotten them in trouble historically, still do to this very day. And you're sitting in a room full of them like you on their side of the team. Tell me, what part of you is a white woman going to be able to enhance as a black man? She's going to have your back where? What exactly do you think is going to happen? Show me how she raises your value. Hell, show me how you raise hers. And if that's true, then you should also, then Crystal and Karazine must be giving the damn gospel that black women are raising the value of white men. Gotta be true. You can date who you want to date. You can do what you do, man. You can do what you do. But just understand, how the hell are you going to sit up here and have this fantasy in your head that you are somehow living separate and apart from the rest of black society and that black women are just out here on their own? How the hell is that going to happen? Caller from area code 216. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brother Jason, this is Mark from Cleveland, Ohio.
Mark from Cleveland, what's on your mind?
All right. I just want to thank you, brother, for everything that you do on both channels and keeping everybody abreast and just outright checking those fakes, fraudsters, and just, you know, I just want to thank you, brother. And I want to bring this one. John Henry Clark said, I am not here to debate anybody. I debate my equals, all others I teach, and you are the master teacher, my brother. Have a good night. Be one.
Black person, thank you very much for giving us a call here tonight. Let me be very, very clear about that right there. if you're going to create a media platform that talks about black women, you need to be elevating them at some point. You cannot criticize black women. You can't make them the priority of your criticism and not simultaneously make sure that you make them the priority of your support and quite frankly, of your praise also. You can't do that. You can't do that. The moment that you tell me you're going to interject something else into it and that's going to hold you up, hell no. Hell no. The moment that you do that, you're out of bounds. You're out of bounds. That's disrespectful as hell. You are pimping black women's situation. If you don't like black women's situation, go ahead and make an interracial show and be done with it. Go ahead and do that. Go do what you do. But you don't have any value. In people, you live in a system of white supremacy. How are you going to have value outside of black society? What the hell is that? What type of fantasy are you telling yourself that you've got value outside of that? That somehow you're going to sit in a group full of white men as a dark-skinned black male, talk crap about black women, and that doesn't reflect on you. When you literally cannot go among Latinos, Asians, Arabs, Jews, or anybody else, and they would reciprocate that kind of behavior. You have never sat in a room full of Jewish men, no matter what Sarah Jessica Parker or anybody else has done. You have never heard Jewish men sit up here and talk crap about Jewish women. Try to get them to do it and watch what happens. Try it. You go sit in a room full of Latinas and try to get Latino males to talk trash about them. Try it. Try to get them to elevate somebody else over them. Try it and let me know how it goes. It ain't going, let me give you a spoiler alert, it ain't going very far. You go in a room full of white men and try to get those white men to impugn those white women based on their race. Try to get those white men to say, you know what, you white women mess things up for everybody else. Try it and see if they follow you down that road. Try it and see if they do. Room going to get real quiet real quick. Call of America 404. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is GBS calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Salute, brother Jason.
All right, brother. What's on your mind?
Three quick points. First of all, I haven't seen the video in question, but the problem with those Manosphere guys is this, man. They want to get spent at 21 convention. So as you said, they're going to keep kissing people's asses. And number two, in order for them to be ashamed, they have to have honor. And I'm familiar with a lot of those guys in that space, and they have no honor at all. And number three, I'm going to make this quick point and let you get back to it because you're doing an excellent job breaking this down. You cannot be a high-value black man and be a coon in black society.
Mic drop number two. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight, brother. Please do give us a call again. I'm going to take one more phone call here because we've been on for almost 2 hours. I'm not going to do this all night. I've said what I wanted to say. Let me get call from area code 860. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, thank you, Big Jason, man. It's welcome, Big CT. I just want to give you a shout-out, and also I want to bring out a point. It's really messed up when black people don't want to give credit to the black people that's doing the work and getting the knowledge. That's one thing I noticed that goes on continuously in the black community as a whole that needs to be rectified immediately if we want to see better chances of survival. With that being said, like, That irks me because being in certain spaces and civics and stuff like that, utilizing your skills, utilizing some of your materials, you got to pay respect. Either you got to drop some dollars or you got to drop a name. And I don't see these brothers doing either one of those type of things, and that's mad disrespectful to the game. And that's I'm going to just leave it off on that. They need to get their weight up, Jason. They need to get their weight up.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight, brother. Please do give us a call again. Let me get one more call here. We're almost at 2 hours. I just want to top out at 2 hours. Let me get a caller from area code 857. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, man? My name is Ronnie from Boston, and I want to what you're saying is right. A lot of the guys in the red pill incel manosphere, they worship white women. Because me, I'm a former incel. I've been on the forums and shit. They all worship white women. It's sickening. I'm telling you.
It kind of makes you think that's his purpose, as a matter of fact. When you see it go down, it kind of makes you think that's the purpose. Because we have to understand, as black people, the dominant society thinks in layers. The dominant society thinks in strategic layers is what they do. And we're the ones who don't understand it. We're the ones who don't see it. We're the ones who don't get it. So they see Neely Fuller. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing it all the way around. Pay attention, Mr. Candlestick. Neely Fuller said that white supremacy always takes both sides of an argument. So if you say that you don't support black women, they can take that side of the argument. If you want to be an incel, they can take that side of the argument. They can jump on all of these. They really can. And they can utilize it. So, and it doesn't matter whether you are chasing women or whether you're running away from women, as long as they're the ones controlling your movement, as long as they're the ones setting the rules for your movement, that's all they really care about. As long
Jason,
as they...
Jason, sorry. Hello?
I'll let you have the last word.
Another thing I want to get on is that there's a lot of anti-black racism within the incel community, because when I lost my V card to Milk, I took a picture of her hand and my hand holding, and I became all kinds of niggers and monkeys real quick.
Yeah, I mean, understand
that. You got cool-ass niggers agreeing with them.
My real question, how did you respond to it? Because what usually happens is when that occurs, we got a situation now where Negroes are so desperate for interracial sexual access that they will absorb any level of insult, any level of degradation, and just write that off as the cost of doing business. So the real question isn't what happens to you. The real question is, how do you feel about it? And what do you do about it? That's the real
what
question.
I did. I asked the other brothers in the Discord chat, you know, to help me, defend myself against these white supremacists, and they sided with the racists in the chat room over me, the other black and
yeah, absolutely. That shows you the level. Understand something. These dudes today are not desperate for interracial sexual access. They are desperate to fetishize interracial sexual access. They're just desperate to fetishize it because they're not having a bunch of interracial sex. Let's just be very, very clear about that. You know that. All they do is sit in them Discord chats and whatnot and whine about what they ain't getting. None of them are getting off that Discord chat and crawling into bed with a woman. None of them are. If they were, they wouldn't be in the Discord chat. That's the first thing. So just to be very, very clear about that. This is where they come from. And one of the reasons why you guys don't need to be there, that's one of the chief reasons, because you got a bunch of guys who are failing. None of them are succeeding. They only have an echo chamber of other failures. And it's amazing how the guys recognize how this has messed up the women, but they don't recognize how it's messed them up. They don't see how it's messed them up. But they recognize how it messed up the women. That's the problem that we run into. And if you actually do notice that, then you realize that I don't really need to be here like that. But the other thing is, yes, please remember, how old are you?
I am 21. Me and her broke up 2 years ago.
You are 21 years old. Man, time flies, let me tell you. All right. Basically, I have America Online CDs that are older than you. That's crazy. I know. People, I mean, if he's 21 years old, he was born in 2000. He wasn't even alive when were you alive? Yeah, he was still in diapers when the airplanes hit the buildings in New York. He was in diapers. I was on the road to losing my second business when he was in diapers. So I'm not going to belabor it here. I'm clowning you a little bit. I'm not going to belabor it. But my point is, when the internet first came off as a commercial vehicle, you got to, for those of you who are too young to have known it or weren't alive to live it, those of us who were there in the mid-90s, we remember the internet was only for two things.
Racism and porn.
Pornography and white supremacists. There were white supremacist sites everywhere, and there was pornography everywhere. And there were a couple of chat rooms, you know, there were a couple of chat rooms, but that was it. AOL really kicked that off when they got started. They had the first really big one. There were a couple of minor chat rooms, but that was it. But when the internet first started, brother, that was it. In the early 90s, all it was pornography and white supremacy. So when you went there, that was the only reason you went. And that was the only thing that would get reinforced to you. This steady diet, that's all you would get reinforced to you. So I'm saying Discord does a lot of that now. You go there and the only thing you find are incels or, you know, chicks or political activists. I guess Discord has a lot of political activism going on over there as well. But that's it. But what you don't have are a bunch of people elevating you. So if you're losing, there's a lot of losers to reinforce you. But what you don't have is actual real support to help you fix the problem. Because let's just be very, very clear. How many worthwhile women are hanging out in a place with a bunch of dudes who don't know how to get along with women?
None. It's all dudes.
And the other thing is, it's not healthy. Let me tell you something. You know, and there's this other guy, this Better Bachelor dude. Oh, man. Get him for a straight jacket. But that's incel headquarters over there. And this guy was literally calling YouTube to get them to crack down on people breaking the algorithm. So he came to protect his white privilege, and he's made some little greasy alt-right type comments. There you go with that. So there's a whole group that will sit up here and reinforce that, but they won't help you all to fix the issue. And one of the things right here, it's not healthy for you to be denying you want to be with women. That ain't healthy. That's biological. That's like saying you don't want to eat food. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. That's like saying you want to lay down with pigs all the time. Laying in a damn pig trough, that's not healthy. There's nothing healthy about that. Sitting up here denying that you want the company of women, that's not healthy. That doesn't mean you got to get up here and be laid up with 12 of them. But one, yeah, that's not healthy to be sitting up here talking about. Like, it's one thing when you were children and your sexuality hadn't kicked in yet. Okay, that's fine. You're all just sitting around. Boys and girls basically have the same body strength if they're 3 or 4 years old. Okay. But once you start taking off and that musculature goes up and stuff like that and the hormones get to going, it's not healthy for you to be denying that. That's not healthy to be a woman talking about, I don't need no man. That's not healthy. There's nothing healthy or correct about that. That's wrong. That's wrong. That isn't healthy. And you all have a bunch of unhealthy people who have failed taking you in and nurturing you on a steady diet of unhealthy behavior because they couldn't figure it out. So they're telling you what you don't need and what you don't need to do because they couldn't figure it out. Because they're alone and they're okay being alone. It is not healthy for you to be sitting in a damn Discord chat with a bunch of coon-ass niggas looking for a white woman's ass to wrap their lips around while they are sacrificing their dignity and self-respect and integrity, what little they have, if they have any. That's not healthy. That's not healthy to be in an environment where sexual access, if you can get it, which you ain't gonna get, but you're so desperate for sexual access that you denigrate yourselves. So all these dudes can talk about ghetto gaggers. Meanwhile, in the Discord, they're doing this equivalent of it. And they're sitting up here caping for the white girls. You don't see any of the white girls getting put down by black men and a bunch of white girls get together and big up the black men for doing it. Now, that's something you ain't going to see. You're not going to go into a Discord chat where the black men are talking trash about the white girls, and then the white girls, they talk trash about one white girl, and then the other white girls get together and congratulate the black men and support them for doing that. The opposite of what happened to you, you're not going to see that happen. They're not going to do that. And it's not healthy for you to be in an environment where that occurs. It's not, especially for those of you as young men, you're 21 years old. Were they talking about you getting your money together, getting your physique together, and getting your self-esteem together? Were they talking about that?
No, they would tell me stuff like, "Oh, if you're under 6 feet tall, you're fucked. You're screwed. If you're dark skinned, you're screwed. If you don't have a certain body type, you're screwed." And then I brought up famous black people throughout, famous black movie actors or famous black men who hit women, and they're saying, "Oh, you're just coping."
Right. So they're going to tell, once you give them examples of it, they're going to tell you, well, that's an exception or whatever. Here's the real thing you need to have. The real thing is you need to get out there and do it yourself. You need to get out there and do it yourself. You need to get out there and do it on your own so that you don't have to talk about other people. You can talk about your experiences. I know a bunch of dudes. I know a bunch of dudes, man, who are 5'11", 5'10", 5'7". I used to know one dude, as a matter of fact, it's an old joke, so I'm not going to act like it just came from him necessarily. But this brother was like 5'7". And, you know, back when in college, and I only date dudes who are over 6 feet tall. And he told her, I'm 6'1" when I stay on my wallet.
That's funny.
So what I'm telling you, okay, but just understand right there, and we all cracked up and we heard that. But what I'm telling you is that, do you realize that's a product of confidence? Genetics can give you height. But do you realize that genetics can't give you confidence? And there are a bunch of cornball, socially awkward, 6'4" dudes.
On Discord?
I'm not going to say his name. All I'm going to say is for my folks from Shreveport, there was a basketball player. All I'm going to say is Fair Park. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go any further because I don't want to beat up on them. But to my people from Shreveport, shout out to the Port City, my hometown. There was a basketball player from Fair Park. He went to the pros. But, dude, great, good basketball player, but you can't inject confidence. So, yeah, you 6'4", 6'5", but you're socially awkward. Meanwhile, take a look at Kevin Hart. His little ass. I mean, I'm just saying, he's dark-skinned, he's little ass, but he knows he needs to compensate. And as a man, that's what you're supposed to do. So you're supposed to be rounded. When these guys tell you, well, if you ain't 6'4", you can't get it, what he's saying is there's a magic bullet. That's your first clue that the guy you're listening to is not reliable. If he tells you that how to appeal to women is a magic bullet, there is no magic bullet. Well, if you're 6'4", in the chat room, don't put him on blast. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't put him on blast now. I didn't say nothing. And the chat room is already wilding out. I didn't say his name. Don't put him on blast. I know his people. And his people know me. I know his people. His people know me. Don't do this. Don't blow up the spot. Don't do this. But they know I'm telling the damn truth. So anyway. Like I say, man, it's not a magic bullet. And what they do to little young, impressionable fellas like you is they tell you there's a magic bullet. Oh, if you make this amount of money, then that's all women want. If you're 6'4", that's all women want. If you got a square jaw, that's all women want. And if you've never actually talked to women, then you don't know that no woman is going to tell you that there's a magic bullet. Yeah, that might be a couple of things that float her boat. But a woman is not going to tell you that there's a magic bullet. So they get little young fellas and a bunch of dudes who don't know will sit up here and tell you there's a magic bullet. Michael Jackson wasn't 6'4". He didn't have ripped abs. Prince? Dude, I know some chicks right now that if I start talking trash about Prince, they going to blow my phone up. You fellas know we can't say nothing about Prince. When he died, all we could say was rest in peace. We couldn't sit up here and tell you what he was wearing. All them lace outfits he had. We couldn't say nothing about that. Them elevator, they call them elevator shoes. They damn near high heels. We couldn't say nothing about that. Prince was what, 5'4"? 5'5"? His guitar was taller than he was? Okay, and meanwhile, he was swimming in broads. And before he got a record deal. Before he got a record deal, How the hell did that happen? Remember, he was rolling with Sheila E. back in the 80s when chicks who looked like that was bad back in the 80s and whatnot. But Sheila E., Vanity, Apollonia, Prince was rolling with all of them. How the hell little old 5 foot nothing to him do that? Because he was good at what he did and he had confidence in himself. He didn't have to be 6 feet tall and he didn't have to be a millionaire. This was before he got on. Folks, listen, this was before he got on. He didn't need that to get him on. So y'all go in a Discord chat with a bunch of guys who are socially awkward. They've never gone out into the world and done it. They don't know how to approach a female. They don't know how to talk to her because they have no accomplishments of their own. I've taught you all from an early age. When you have accomplishments of your own, you have confidence. When you have confidence, there's actually an agenda to speak to a female. You all have been taught that you're supposed to talk to a female and she give you the agenda. Bull crap. That's where those other guys who are 6'4" got over you. He's at least approaching her with an agenda. You need to have an agenda when you walk up. And them dudes in the Discord chat don't know how to tell you to have an agenda. So you all sit around sitting here holding your mouses in your hands and no agenda and then wondering why the chicks ain't digging you. So you got your anime t-shirts and your manga collection and your Pokemon cards. So they just want a guy who's 6'4". No, they want a fella with an agenda. A fella who's 6'4". It's clear he can do something. A fellow whose money is straight is clear he can do something. A fellow who's a musician is clear he can do something. Your job is to make it apparent to her I can do something. I'm just going to ask you straight out. What do you do?
All right.
21 years old, what do you do?
Right now I'm getting, since my community college is closed because of the, you know, the Rona,
all right.
I'm doing these online.
There Hello? You go. There you go. There it is.
It's closed right now, so I'm doing these online IT classes.
Okay. My point is, there it is. I'm not spitting on you or nothing, but I'm saying, do you understand why you would have trouble with females? You haven't accomplished anything. You haven't accomplished anything yet. You haven't been able to bring them what your accomplishments. And the worst thing you can do is hang out with a bunch of guys who ain't built, but at the same time are not trying to get built. And the only thing they're doing is decimating your self-esteem. There's
they really do, Mr. Jason Black.
Along with them. Because you're too young to get buck broken like this. You're too young to have a bunch of non-black females getting you buck broken. You're too young for that. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. See, this is why they, and I didn't ask him about his father. I wasn't going to get into that, but this is why y'all need some real men in your lives to sit up here and explain to you. Yeah, I know Bicep Boy was telling y'all about, oh, you got to be 6 foot something. Bull crap. There ain't a broad you got in that room can't get pulled. Let me say this one more time. There ain't, you know this, the white men who were sitting in the room, they weren't co-signing that. The white men sitting in the room, the white men know that's not true. They're sitting amongst a bunch of white women talking about you got to be 6'4". The white men in the room ain't 6'4", and none of them co-sign what you said. Fresh and misfit, that's your first clue that you're wrong. The white men in the room with you did not co-sign what you said because they know it's not true. They know it's not right. That's why they didn't co-sign it. Because they know that women respond to physique, yeah, but they also respond to power, wealth, and influence. And they know that you talking like a young dude who don't really know nothing. So there'll be some goofy broads who don't want anything. That will get their attention. The white dudes ain't interested in getting attention. They're interested in holding it. There's a reason that they did not co-sign you and you didn't read the room and pick up on it. You didn't get it. Let me go ahead and just lay it down right now. How many of my ladies in the house right now would prefer, if you had your choice in men, you would prefer to have a man who was 6'4" and broke? Uh Oh, she might lay up with him one time, but let me tell you, there's a whole bunch of dudes who are 6'3" with their lips poked out, complaining about that they don't get respect. They in child support court and every damn thing. I know a bunch of big niggas in child support court. I know a bunch of big niggas complaining about the respect they don't get from their baby mama, from their ex-wife, from their mom. I know a bunch of big niggas complaining. And you gonna tell me 6'4" is a magic bullet? While all these women are letting you know 6'4" and broke ain't gonna go nowhere. That'll go somewhere for some little goofy ass high school girls. That's not gonna go nowhere for a grown ass woman. No, she'll hop in bed with Mr. 6'4". Show me him getting respect. Like I said, the little old goofy high school girls, okay. As a man, we got to understand there's females you lay up with, and then there's one who is an asset to you. You ain't got to like it. The other thing is, to all my dudes in the room, I want to see how many of my dark-skinned black men in the room, show of hands. Type the number 1. If you are a dark-skinned black man and you aren't able to pull because you dark-skinned, type 1 in the chat room. I want to know who you are. I got thousands of people listening to me right now, thousands of men tuned in right now. If you are a dark-skinned black male in my chat room right now and you cannot pull, type the number 1. Type number 1. You're a dark-skinned black man and you can't pull. Your dark skin is in the way. If you look like Shamar Moore or Vin Diesel, you'd be all right, but your dark skin is an impediment. Jason, I can't pull. My dark skin is in the way. If only I was lighter skinned, Jason, if I looked like Steph Curry, things would work for me. In the chat room, Black E Fund, is that you? Okay, I got a couple of dudes who claim that's them. I need y'all to call up. Okay, I'm extending the program. I want my mods to get them to call up right quick. I see some dudes in the chat room typing number 1. I need y'all to call in. Let me go ahead and get the number on the screen for you. I want the fellas in the chat room who typing the number 1. I need y'all to call in. If you're playing, you're going to get banned. I only want people who are serious. If you are seriously saying, Jason, my dark skin is keeping me from being able to pull, I need to talk to you. I want to talk to you. If your dark skin is in the way and you can't pull, Jason, if only I looked like The Rock, if only I had the same skin complexion as The Rock, I'd be okay. I want you to get on the phone. I want you to get on the phone. I want to talk about this. Your dark skin is the problem. And then tell me why my dark skin ain't the problem. When we need to compare some notes right quick. Us dark-skinned black men, we need to sit down and dialogue. I want some names in the chat room now. I saw a bunch of y'all typing the number 1. No, let's discuss. Let's politic. I need to understand how it is your dark skin is in the way. Caller from area code 806. Are you a dark-skinned black male?
No, I just wanted to talk to you, but if you want to talk to a black skin guy, I respect your platform.
Well, I can give you 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
No, I mean, I just appreciate you and everything you did. Even from back in the day when you first on YouTube, you changed my life. Started my own remodeling business because of you. And just I've been having issues with family and stuff, and, like, you're an OG. You be giving some real game. You like one of the realest dudes I ever heard on the internet. I love the way you come at it. You remind me of my uncles and shit. And it's just, I don't know. I want to, you know, go down the way with you, the path, so you can maybe give me some advice. But I just, and maybe this ain't the night for that, so I understand. I respect it.
Well, if you're not on my Patreon, you definitely want to go ahead and sign up for that. I'm going to be doing a Get Your Weight Up Wednesday here in a little bit. So, everybody, you are on notice. Get Your Weight Up Wednesday is coming. If you're not subscribed to my Patreon, you need to be there. That's where it goes down. So, if you're not over there, get your weight up, get signed up. Let's get you up. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. I don't know. I ain't seen nobody call in to tell me about the dark skin problems. I'm waiting. Waiting to see. Caller from area code 571. You're on Live with the Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Jason? It's Official MGTOW from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Official MGTOW, what's on your mind?
Not much, man. I just wanted to call and say, yo, I totally agree, man. Before I ever even heard of who you were, man, I said and felt the same way about the average MGTOW dude. You got a lot of coons and buffoons, Uncle Tom, simps, and suck-ups when it comes to the general MGTOW movement. I ain't going to try to throw no names because I don't want to try to, you know, big up none of these cats or nothing like that. But, yeah, needless to say, you got a lot of weak-minded cats out there, man, that make their weight off of sitting there, you know, crapping all over black women, man. And I really don't respect that. If your idea is of going your own way and sitting here and talking all this, that, and the third about black women and having no kind of smoke for the same women that and really pretty much made you the, you know what that you are, then I really ain't got no respect for that. There's nothing truth or MGTOW or red pill about that. So that's just my opinion, man. Be one black first. Keep doing your thing, man, and keep telling the truth.
Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight, brother. Please do give us a call again. Let me get caller from area code 973. You're on Live with the Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Buddy Monroe. How are you, sir?
Okay. Where are you calling from, Bobby?
I have you through Google Voice. I'm actually calling you from the UK.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I was curious if you had your jabs yet over there. If you've had them, one, two, I don't know how many they're giving there, but I've had mine against the virus.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and give your number out for you, Bobby? Would you like that instead?
No, I'm talking about vaccines, sir. I'm not sure what your issue is.
Then get off my phone before I make
go
the number.
Go fuck yourself and
people
eat
can
my
see
shit.
What you're doing. If anyone would like to call Bobby, his number is 973-317-8818. That's 973-317-8818. Once again, Bobby would like to have some reliable medical advice. I would like for you all to help him out because it sounds like he needs medical assistance. He's calling from 973-317-8818. It's very early in the morning over there, but he could use your help. Caller from area code 757, you're on Live with the Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Jason. This is Aaron from Blackstone, Virginia.
Aaron from Blackstone, Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to thank you for everything you do. I listen to you pretty much 24/7. The topic today about the manosphere, I just wanted to say that I'll admit one of the leaders from that section, Alan Roger Curry. I've read his books, Direct Mode, Mode 1, and I've been reading it since 2010, and I think he does have some good advice as far as, like, personality, approaching women, and it kind of goes into what you talk about when you was addressing low-value men when you talk about personality. But I was just wondering, were you familiar with him and whether you felt like listening to him and you would be congruent with your teaching?
Here's my position. My position is I don't really fool with any of those guys over there because association brings about assimilation. And
okay,
be totally honest with you here, I just literally have not seen anybody who really was reliable. So any of those names, I would, if it's a name associated with them over there, they would have a lot to do to convince me that they would be worth listening to. And if they are accepted over there, that's the first sign to me that something's wrong.
Yeah, I see your point. And I know he's done that 21 convention before. Like the other caller said, I'm not familiar with the video you were talking about tonight, but he has done it before. So I'm not sure if he was involved. And I do have respect for him, too.
Well,
so hopefully he wouldn't co-sign anything that they were saying.
Here's my thing, all right? I need for you to take some pills right quick. Here's my thing. If you can name that many people, that's a problem. I need you guys to stop masticating it and stop wondering and just accept the reality. You can be aware of these people, but you shouldn't be talking about any conventions, any get-togethers, any coffee and cars. Y'all need to get over that. Y'all need to just stop that. If those guys over there, you all just need to understand at some point, these are guys who aren't really going any, they're not really moving this subject forward. They're not really moving it forward. See, where I come from, we talk about what we're going to do. I didn't say I didn't like Kamala Harris and that was it. We got active and knocked her out of the presidential race. She got in as vice president, but she didn't get in as president. I didn't complain about Amber Geiger. I got to work on it. I didn't complain about Breonna Taylor's murder. I got to work on it. I didn't complain about the city council in Ferguson. I got to work on removing people. So while these guys are complaining about the laws, when you come here, you're talking to people who have experience at dealing with that, not sitting around pontificating and complaining about it. We have experience at dealing with it. We have experience at not just complaining about what's happening to us, like, okay, what are we going to do about it? And then we get to doing it. My perspective and how we do, my approach is totally different from theirs. So all this conventioning and things, y'all need to understand when folks are just promoting their YouTube channels. When you leave the damn convention, what was the agenda after they left the convention, brother? I'm asking you, what was the agenda after they left the convention?
Like I said, I mean, the reason I feel like you're
I asked a question. What was the agenda at the convention? What was the agenda after they left?
I just want to say I didn't go to the convention. I just know
I think their agenda
was basically just about approaching and dating. Okay. Like you say, you talk about power dynamics.
The only actual actionable agenda was to attend the convention. There was no agenda post-convention. There was no, when we leave the convention, here's what we do next. No, the only agenda was attend the convention, and when you leave the convention, go watch my YouTube channel. That was the agenda. And they have succeeded swimmingly because y'all are still talking about it, and you can move on to the next convention. But there's no agenda beyond the convention. So I seem real weird to these guys because I'm actually talking about what the hell you going to do about your situation. I don't sit up here and say, let's attend the convention. And then the convention is the end unto itself. And I'm trying to open your eyes that if you're even still talking about these folk who went to the conventions, you're supposed to be asking yourself, okay, by the way, before I give this person any credibility, they went to a convention. They showed up, this, that, and the other. What was on the agenda after that? And if you can't answer that, that's your first clue. Something is wrong. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. I know a lot of y'all are fans and whatnot, but the real thing is you need to understand, you got to get over the fanboyism. Caller from area code 646, you're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Steve calling from New York.
Steve from where at in New York?
Harlem, New York.
Steve from Harlem, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to chime in because I fell into, subscribing to, not Donovan, but the coach, and, they kind of recommend the other dude's video. I watched it, and then I'm like, he got to a point where he started to show how disrespectful he was to his own people. I was like, clicked off of that, right? Donovan in the dust. And then I still listened to the coach a little bit, and then he started to do it. So I'm like, hold on. Like, this is just like a recurrent theme. Like, why are these guys, like, whenever they talk about their community or their people, whatever you want to, it turns into like a disrespectful challenge, you know? Like, I don't know if they're white masters or whatever telling them, hey, when you talk about black people, make sure it's as disrespectful as possible.
No. This is why YouTube promotes them. YouTube promotes them because YouTube is a white supremacist organ, and it promotes that kind of self-hate and coonery. So YouTube promotes them. But what you're expressing is what I've been saying the whole time. You basically have to be a coon to roll with those guys. You can't really roll with them if you're not one. And if you didn't hear them the first time they said that stuff, just stick around. They're going to come back to it. They're going to come back to it. And then you're going to realize, oh, I got to be a coon to roll with y'all. Now you're going to have to decide what type of person you're going to be.
And just to, you know, raise the level of disrespect, you know, these guys are always claiming that, you know, the women that they bang are the best. The coach guy had a video where his ex-wife or whatever is screaming at him or whatever the case may be. And you see this tore down Becky. I mean, she looked horrible. I don't care if she looked young, you know, better when she was younger, because, you know, your age now kind of reflects how you used to look. She was busted. And, you know, that's when I just had to draw the line. You can't be some kind of a coach giving people advice and you haven't been living up to your advice if you're dating busted women. And Donovan has the same thing, a bunch of busted white women. It's like, ugh, like, how could you even do that and then show your face saying that you got all this and I'm so masculine and all that, when you're attracting regular, you know, trailer park trash? It's like horrible, man. It's horrible.
Well,
but
like
I'm happy
I said,
the show, man.
You have to be a specific type of person to make that work. And that's why I will never get along with them, because we're not those type of people. Thank you very much for giving us a call here tonight. I got a board full of calls sitting here in front of me here right now. I didn't want to be on really that long and stuff. We could be on here forever and things. Look, let me just be very, very clear about what I'm talking about here tonight. Your white manosphere guys, they have perfected running around selling jargon, what I call red pill jargon and junk science. That's what they do. And the whole goal is to realign the society to put them back where they feel they should be. Well, they call the shots, they call the tune, they dictate things, and that's the only thing they're doing. They are not trying to restore respect to, quote, masculinity. They are trying to restore white male primacy. And the moment that you join together with them talking about, oh, we're going to lift up all men, they don't do that. With Bill Cosby, they didn't help. Kobe Bryant, they didn't help. Cuba Gooding Jr., they didn't help. Tiger Woods, they didn't help. These guys have never run to the defense of black men. They're not going to do that. And I said this from the beginning. They're going to, quote, collaborate with you right up until they see you getting more powerful than them. Once that happens, it's out the window. The other thing is they love this jargon stuff because it helps them sell books. And it helps them sell courses, and it helps you become a student of their philosophies. But as long as you're a student, you know what you're not doing. You're not actually executing anything. So you become an expert on acronyms and phrases, and these guys bring in new words and solipsism and spinster and all this stuff. Yeah, they bring in these words, but you're not supposed to actually do anything with it. You're supposed to just sit around and talk to your friends and babble, but you're not actually supposed to do anything. That's the problem. You're not supposed to actually do anything. I'm telling you, I want you to move on to a point where you're doing something. So forget all the damn red pill jargon and the junk science and all of you cats, including those of you who breaking bread with them and hanging out with them. Just understand, they're already throwing you under the bus. They're not even waiting. They're already doing it now. Man, that went well. That went well. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here now. If you are new to the business, welcome to the program that laid the foundation for all these red pill, wannabe, high-value, MGTOW posers, everybody else here. Just understand where they got the game from. You can join us when we broadcast here. Click that red subscribe button. Click that yellow notification bell. YouTube does have us under a shadow ban, but go ahead and click those anyway so that we can count you amongst our audience there. If you haven't signed up for our patron, the link is in the description. We're going to be having a new Get Your Weight Up Wednesday coming up here soon. Got a lot of folks who want to get involved with that. Six-figure women's club. Man, I've gotten a bunch of women who want to be on for the six-figure women's club. So you all be staying tuned for that. That's coming. We're going to hear what the men have to say. Now we're going to find out what the women have to think. It's going to be a gas. And this concludes tonight's broadcast of The Business. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, Mr. Jason Black. And until next time, my brothers and my sisters from around the world, remember, handle your business or your business will handle you.